We could use another week to finish this.
No, I can hardly believe this.
Me neither.
Oh well, some cleaning is just a chore, other cleaning is good for the soul.
I take it you think this is good for the soul.
Are you kidding? Moving is an opportunity to make a fresh start. Get rid of the stuff you don't use, the things you don't want. Get rid of these old magazines.
Those were for the Banton case.
That was 5 years ago. Out they go.
I'll miss your efficiency, Trish.
Oh, you haven't seen the last of me. I'm coming to you for a job after law school. There are two sets of these books.
I know. This set is mine. The other belongs to the office. Oh, and one day, I couldn't find my mouse pad, so I went out and bought another. Which one would you like?
Neither, thanks.
Oh, come on. A little token of my esteem.
Fine. Either one is lovely. It's too bad you can't have a yard sale here. I had one the last time I moved. I made $200. But the best thing was how I felt the next day. I felt completely liberated. Free.
I never realized this could be so... exhilarating.
See? I told you it would feel good.
The old man who finds the frog keeps it in his pocket.
Yes.
Why doesn't he kiss it?
Honey, am I the only person whose jokes you interrupt? Or do you do this to other people who are merely trying to entertain you?
Okay. I'm sorry. Start over. An old man walks down the street, comes upon a frog who can talk. Then what?
The frog tells the old man, I'm really a beautiful... sensuous, wildly desirable woman.
I got the point.
A beautiful woman who's been put under an evil spell. Only a kiss can set me free. I'll belong completely to the man whose kiss releases me. Kiss me, and I'll be yours. Yours, all yours.
Yeah, so the guy...
So the old guy picks up the frog, puts it in his pocket, and keeps walking down the street. The frog yells, hey, what's the matter with you? Aren't you going to kiss me? And the old guy says, at my age, I'd rather have a talking frog.